Heavy snow over the weekend in parts of South Central Alaska has forecasters urging caution in the backcountry due to heightened avalanche danger. APRN's Josh Edge reports.
3 feet of snow in Turnagain Pass over the weekend prompted forecasters to send a warning to backcountry enthusiasts, alerting them to treacherous avalanche conditions. Wendy Wagner is with the Chugach National Forest Avalanche Information Center. She says the avalanche danger in the area is still high.
Statistically speaking, the considerable danger happens after a storm. This is when most fatal avalanche accidents occur.
Wagner says that's because the calm after the snowstorm can lure people into a false sense of security. And especially with Turnagain Pass recently opening to snow machines for the season, Wagner urges backcountry users to stay out of avalanche terrain.
Because we do expect snow machiners and skiers to be able to trigger large avalanches. And these are the dangerous kind. These are 3 feet deep, and they can bury and kill a person.
Wagner says the general rule of thumb is to let the snow settle for about 2 days after a storm before venturing out into the mountains. But for this storm, she says it needs more time.
That old surface was really weak. That snow was like a layer of marble sitting on the mountains. So we are expecting the snowpack to take a week, potentially.
Wagner says hazardous conditions are likely to persist until the next snowstorm rolls through. The weak snowpack, however, is not limited to the Chugach. Jed Workman is with the Hatcher Pass Avalanche Information Center. He says a thin base layer of snow and varying weather conditions have set a dangerous precedent for the rest of the season.
The early season snowpack that came in October rotted out due to cold, calm, clear conditions. And that will be a persistent weak layer for the entire season. All the snow that comes from now until the end of the season will be sitting on that very weak base. And it's not something that's just going to go away.
Predicting the weather in Hatcher Pass, particularly for precipitation, is difficult. But Workman says the Avalanche Information Center will be getting some reinforcements in late January as the National Weather Service adds the area to its recreational forecast.
It means that we're going to have a higher level of accuracy and more regular information about the weather for that very specific area. They're going to put a higher level of attention to it.
The Weather Service already produces a recreational forecast for the Chugach and Thompson Pass, giving area and altitude-specific information for snowfall, temperature, and wind. It's been a very dry winter for Hatcher Pass so far. If the weather pattern changes, though, and the area gets a big dump of snow, Workman says avalanche conditions would worsen dramatically.
It would get scary really fast because of this deep, persistent weak layer at the base of the snowpack.
And Workman emphasizes that there are some big differences between the snowpack in Hatcher Pass and the snowpack in the Chugach.
Hatcher Pass is more like Colorado. It has a very weak snowpack, generally speaking, and it can be safe to play in, but when there are problems, they tend to stay for a long time, and they're not always easy to discover or evaluate. Whereas in the Chugach, it's more of a maritime snowpack. Instabilities come in, and they're problematic for a day, a week, but then they heal.
Storms and new snow are predicted later in the week for both Hatcher and Turnagain Pass. In Anchorage, I'm Josh Edge.